Today, banking looks much different. But at Patterson State Bank, our passion to serve our community and customers has remained number one. With three convenient locations and high-tech technologies to serve you, Patterson State Bank is banking done with care. Find out more at PattersonStateBank.com. For over nine decades, Patterson State Bank has served our community and local business owners with not only the highest level of personal and responsive service, but also solutions to financial needs. Today, banking looks much different. But at Patterson State Bank, our passion to serve has remained number one. With three convenient locations and today's high-tech technologies to serve you, Patterson State Bank is banking done with care. Find out more at PattersonStateBank.com.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have Sam Gordon. Sam is a writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He covers the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces. We discuss the 2022 Las Vegas Aces regular season, as well as Asia Wilson, also Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray, Jackie Young, and head coach Becky Hammond. Also, we discuss what he believes will be the Aces' keys to victory for beating the Seattle Storm in their playoff series, plus the winner of the WNBA Defensive Player of the Year and Sixth Player of the Year awards, and the All-Defensive First and Second Teams are announced. Stay tuned. You're listening to Striving for It All.
Working from home has been a thing for a while now. But for some reason, it's not getting any better. We're still dealing with laptop screens overloaded with presentations and video conference call windows, the noise of kids playing and dogs barking, bad laptop cameras. But Meta Portal is here to help. It's the smart video calling device that makes working from home work better. Meta Portal works alongside your laptop, taking calls with Zoom, Microsoft Teams, WebEx, and more, freeing up your laptop to get work done. MetaPortal is a video conference game changer with features like smart camera that pans and zooms to keep you in frame while you move around the room, and smart sound to help reduce background noise so your ideas come through loud and clear. There's even a calendar app so you can spend less time managing your workday and more time seizing it. With MetaPortal, you can make immersive connections with your work colleagues, just like you're back in the office, but with better coffee. MetaPortal, make work from home work for you.
Today, banking looks much different. But at Patterson State Bank, our passion to serve our community and customers has remained number one. With three convenient locations and high-tech technologies to serve you, Patterson State Bank is banking done with care. Find out more at PattersonStateBank.com.
If you have bills and debt piling up, a personal loan through NetCredit can provide funding up to $10,000 to help you get back on track if eligible. Visit NetCredit.com today. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit NetCredit.com/partners for more information.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Working from home has been a thing for a while now, but for some reason, it's not getting any better. We're still dealing with laptop screens overloaded with presentations and video conference call windows, the noise of kids playing and dogs barking, bad laptop cameras. But Meta Portal is here to help. It's the smart video calling device that makes working from home work better. MetaPortal works alongside your laptop, taking calls with Zoom, Microsoft Teams, WebEx, and more, freeing up your laptop to get work done. MetaPortal is a video conference game changer with features like smart camera that pans and zooms to keep you in frame while you move around the room, and smart sound to help reduce background noise so your ideas come through loud and clear. There's even a calendar app so you can spend less time managing your workday and more time seizing it. With MetaPortal, you can make immersive connections with your work colleagues, just like you're back in the office, but with better coffee. MetaPortal, make work from home work for you.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. I had the pleasure of doing an interview with Sam Gordon. He is a writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Sam covers the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces. We talked about the 2022 Las Vegas Aces regular season, as well as some key players on the squad. One of those players I asked him about was Jackie Young. Here's what he had to say about the WNBA's most improved player.
Yeah, and I thought she was really, you saw just definite growth in her game, hence the most improvement player award. When she came in the league a few years ago, she was, you know, pretty raw just in terms of her skill set, right? Could always get into the paint and make things happen around the rim, but the jumper wasn't quite as refined or developed, you know, didn't quite have a, flushed out role at that point in Bill Laimbeer's offense, but she's gradually improved the last couple of years, and now I'm seeing where she's at now. She averaged just over 16 points a game. She's probably the team's best perimeter defender. And offensively, she's really grown into a three-level scorer where, you know, she can still get to the rim and finish around the basket, but her mid-range jumper is you know, it's a big strength of her game now. And she shot 43% from three-point range, 25% a year ago. So you saw the definite growth in her game, the strides that she's made to become a complete three-level scorer. And now on any given night, right, we haven't seen it in a while, but on any given night when things aren't going Asia Wilson or Kelsey Plum's way, she's more than capable of scoring 20, 25, you know, even 30 points. So she was excellent this year and just a lot more comfortable, it feels like, playing in Becky Hammon's system. I think it's, you know, a little bit more free-flowing and a little bit more about the guards and perimeter players as opposed to Bill Laimbeer, where there was a lot of emphasis on low post play. So just kind of the fluidity within Becky Hammon's system, I think, has brought the best out in Jackie Young. And it's a testament to her improvement as well. Her skill set has definitely continued to improve and develop since 2019 when she was drafted with the, you know, number one overall pick. Very deserving winner of the Most Improved Player Award and you know, evolving rapidly into one of the better players in the WNBA.
Sam was also asked about the two-time Sixth Player of the Year Award winner, De'Erica Hamby.
Yeah, I mean, she was really good at the beginning of the year, fit right in the starting lineup, and you know, there's some versatile defensively, really good in transition, really good when the game is played kind of in chaos, right? That's where she's traditionally thrived throughout the course of her career. I think she hit kind of a wall in the middle of the season where her jumper, you know, her jumper wasn't falling and just kind of the offensive productivity isn't there or wasn't necessarily there. So statistically down a little bit this year, such a versatile defender and can do so much on that end. But just offensively, you know, she's going to get her points, you know, doing the dirty work, running the floor in transition, offensive rebounds, putbacks, cuts to the basket. And it just seemed like this year on that end of the floor wasn't able to quite find her groove the way she has in years past. But don't get it twisted, Ed. She's still a massive, massive part of what they do. And, you know, they had had success with her out of the lineup dealing with a knee contusion. So, like you said, it was a different role for her. She slid back onto the bench later in the season before the injury with Kia Stokes sliding back into the starting lineup. Becky Hammon made that move, you know, trying to get her going and, you know, just trying to shake things up a little bit amid her struggles. But, you know, the Aces aren't going to rush that. This is a long-term – you know, it's a long-term deal. They have the entire core of their roster under contract for next year as well. So you figure they're going to be a championship contender next year too. You don't want to rush anything if she's not 100% in order to rush her back. So, you know, strong season from her, but maybe not quite the season she's had the last couple of years. She still has a massive role on this team, though, when she's healthy and when she's playing.
All right, Sam was also asked about a key component to this year's squad, and that's Chelsea Gray. She has had one fantastic regular season, and she's also having a postseason for the ages. Here's what Sam had to say about Chelsea Gray.
I think she's the best point guard in the league. When you look at what she's able to do, again, a three-level scorer, but she knows exactly when she needs to score and exactly when she needs to get other people involved. And I think it's that balance that makes her so good. She can get to the basket and finish. She can shoot the ball from the perimeter. Her pull-up in the mid-range is as good as it gets, able to kind of take advantage of switches. And when it comes to just running the show and understanding where the ball needs to go, who needs to touch it when, and where the shots need to come from, when things get tight, you know, situationally, she's really, really good in those spots. And you talk about, you know, just kind of the year she's had. I think she really came on, Ed, in the second half of the season. I think she probably took it personally that she was snubbed and didn't make the All-Star team. She's, of course, the MVP of the Commissioner's Cup game, and her numbers across the board have been up the second half of the season, shooting better than 40% from three. In the second half of the year, the scoring's up, the rebounding, the assist numbers, everything is up. And she, of course, is the only player on the team that's won a championship. She is the most accomplished player in terms of the team accolades in that regard. So at this time of the year, when things get tight and when the games mean a little bit more, her experience and her savvy to draw from has been massive. So she's in the prime, you know, at 29 years old, I think she's in the prime of her career. She was far and away the Aces' best player just with her efficiency and ability to control the pace. So she's been awesome. I think she's the best point guard in the league. She's going to make the All-WNBA, one of the All-WNBA teams that are going to be announced here coming up. I'd be stunned if she didn't. But she, another fantastic season. Career high in assists, turnovers are down. You know what she can do as a scorer when she's pressed to go that route. And just, you know, one of the most complete, best players in the world right now.
Another key important part to the Las Vegas Aces' success this season is Kelsey Plum. Kelsey is definitely enjoying a season for the ages. Well, really, a year for the ages. Last summer, she wound up winning the gold medal in the Olympics in the 3x3 tournament alongside Alicia Gray, Stephanie Dolson, and her Aces teammate Jackie Young. And she's continued that success from the Olympics to this current regular season going into the playoffs. Here's what Sam had to say about Kelsey.
Yeah, what you've seen now is, you know, where opportunity meets preparation, right? Like Kelsey Plum has long been one of the hardest working players in all of professional sports, at least that I've covered, and you know, loves basketball, a true basketball junkie, and is being kind of rewarded for that. This is her first year really as like a full-time starter where she's a primary, you know, part of the offense, and you see how she responded. You know, 20-point-per-game score this year, led the league in threes. Just a three-level scorer that can go nuclear in terms of a scoring explosion at any time. Again, I think she's a lock for first-team All-WNBA, and her fit within Becky Hammon's system is a lot different, right? She had to play a kind of a specific role under Bill Laimbeer where she was, you know, a bench scorer and was in a lot of closing lineups and, you know, had some freedom to score and to shoot the ball, but it's not like it is now. Again, Becky Hammon's system emphasizes the guards, predicated around the play and the decision-making of the guards in a lot of ways, right? We know, about how valuable Asia Wilson is to everything, and I'm sure we'll touch on that in a second. But in terms of Kelsey Plum, getting more minutes, getting more freedom, getting more trust to kind of play her game and find her flow within a free-flowing offense. And I think she's been at her best, you know, down the stretch late in the season where there's a kind of that blend of her looking for her offense and her scoring because you know she's always going to do that and it's going to come, but also getting into the lane and kicking and relocating and doing things that keep the offense afloat in general. So, again, she's going to be a lock for first-team All-WNBA, a fantastic year. Worthy of all the accolades, and really coming in a row now at 28 years old. Again, one of the best players in the world, an explosive three-level scorer that is one of the, you know, can play in terms of can amass big minute loads because of how good a condition she's in, her speed getting to the basket, her jumper, her ability to create space from a number of ways, her footwork, it makes her one of the best players in the league. And she had an excellent season this year, and again, deserving of any and all accolades that she's going to receive.
When we talk about someone that's deserving of accolades and accomplishments, Asia Wilson has been a force since she's been in the WNBA. In such a short amount of time, she's had an impact not just on the Las Vegas Aces franchise, but in all of the WNBA. Here's what Sam had to say about Asia.
Yeah, here's my pick, and I don't have a vote this year, Ed, but you know, I wrote a couple columns for the Review Journal that she's my pick for MVP this year. Just you kind of contextualize what she did first and foremost, taking less money when negotiating her contract extension in order to keep her teammates, everybody we just talked about together, moving forward. I think that's huge when you talk about leadership, when you talk about how much winning matters to her in terms of on the court. Her game has expanded. She's now, you know, with Becky Hammon's system calls for her to shoot threes, and she, you know, almost was you know, in the high 30% this year, almost at 40% at one point this season. So her game has expanded. She's still giving you 20 a game, roughly 20 a game, one of the best in the league at getting to the free throw line. Where she slid up to center this year, had normally been playing the power forward spot next to a traditional center. But for most of the year, Asia Wilson was the only kind of traditional big on the floor. So that means she had a lot of responsibility on the defensive end. She was not only guarding bigs and opposing centers, some of whom are still the best players in the league, but was responsible for protecting the rim and help, occasionally switching out onto the perimeter to check guards. So she had more responsibility than I think at any time in her career. And you know, you talk about, I talked about Becky Hammon's system offensively. I think a lot of it works because you have a player in Asia Wilson who is a former MVP, who should be a two-time MVP, and who is a 20-point-per-game scorer who led the Aces in scoring last year, willing to buy into a new role to create more space for the guards to operate and do things a little bit differently, you know, knowing that she's still capable of getting hers on that end of the floor. So when you talk about the leadership, the scoring, the two-way ability that Asia Wilson has, she's my pick for 2022 MVP, just another excellent season. Again, a lock, she'll be unanimous all WNBA first team. The Aces were the number one seed this year, with the best record in the league. And she continues, showing this year that she continues to improve as she enters the prime of her career. And I think the best basketball is still to come for somebody like Asia Wilson when you talk about how complete of a player she's becoming and the things that she's added to her game in such a short time.
And speaking of adding something to a team in such a short amount of time is Las Vegas Aces head coach Becky Hammon. Here's what Sam had to say about Coach Hammon in her first year in Las Vegas.
Yeah, just really, I think the kind of the changes in terms of the schematics are pretty glaring, right? There's not, the more spread offense, spread pick and rolls, more about the guards as opposed to kind of the slow it down in the half court and play through the post. And as a result, like we've talked about, we've had career years in Las Vegas. There were career years for Jackie Young, for Kelsey Plum, even for Asia Wilson and Chelsea Gray. So she has brought the best out in a number of her players. I think she's, when you talk to players on the team, good communicator, gives the Aces freedom, but within structure freedom on both ends of the floor. So you really got the buy-in there. I thought the Aces, again, to Becky's credit, were at their best. At the end of the season, they finished the year, I think, in a 12-3 stretch where they beat a number of the contenders, went into Connecticut, beat Connecticut, went into Seattle, beat Seattle, beat Chicago in Chicago for the Commissioner's Cup, and then again at home at the end of the year to kind of steal the inside track for the number one seed. And then now, of course, they beat Seattle in the final, the regular season finale as well, to clinch number one seed. So, the regular season and just kind of the system that she, installed and the way that the team responded is about as good as you can hope for from a coach in year one. Of course, earning Coach of the Year honors, I think, very deserved given what she navigated and kind of how she brought the best out in this particular group of Aces. I think they're a little more, they shoot more threes and there's a little bit more, they're a little less predictable, I would say, in the half court. I think, you take a look at some of the statistics, they're playing at about the same pace as they were last year. It's just that in the half court, once teams took their transition offense away last year, and you're not going to score in transition every time, that's just the reality of it. When it came to half court, executing in the half court last year, I think their sets were just a little bit more predictable. A lot of stuff in the low post for Asia Wilson and Liz Cambage. There were some high-low actions. You still had some pick-and-roll stuff with Chelsea Gray, and you still had spaces where the guards were initiating the offense. But it was no secret that they wanted to get the ball inside, you know, around the basket and get to the free throw line, as opposed to now it's kind of inverse, where, yes, getting to the free throw line is still important, but they're emphasizing more three-point shooting, taking advantage of Kelsey Plum, you know, her being a 40% three-point shooter, Jackie Young being a 40% three-point shooter, Asia Wilson spacing out to the three-point line now. That creates more space and driving lanes for the guard. So, yeah, it's I mean, that's not, you know, Bill Laimbeer's system was, I mean, they had an eight-point lead going to the fourth quarter of game five of the semifinals last year to go to the finals, and, you know, blew it in that regard. I mean, they were, you know, a couple possessions away from going to the finals last year and potentially winning a championship. And if that's the case, you know, we might be having an entirely different conversation. But with that said, no, Becky Hammon's system has definitely been effective in a different way. I think it encourages, you know, a little bit more free-flowing offense. Again, a little bit less predictable because you don't know exactly what the Aces are trying to do on every given possession, as where before, you know, it was still very difficult to stop. But, you know, the ball goes into the low post. You can send doubles or triples, and it made it a little harder at times for the ball to move around. So, yeah, more free-flowing. Everybody's touching it. You're still having, you know, you're still having a lot of production from everybody involved. You know, Asia Wilson, Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young, all, you know, 20-plus point scoring threats on any given night. And it's just kind of the way that they're getting their shots that's a little different last year, a little different this year than it was last year.
All right, so now the WNBA playoffs are here, the semifinals, that is. And Sam was asked, what are the keys to victory for the Las Vegas Aces to beat the Seattle Storm in this 2022 WNBA playoff semifinal series?
They have a lot of firepower. You know, Jewel Loyd, Breanna Stewart can, of course, create their own offense. And, you know, you can throw the ball to them at any kind of any spot on the shot clock, and you can expect them to, you know, at least get a good shot off or a quality look. Sue Bird, you know, manages, still among the best game managers for the point guard position. And then Tina Charles, whom they added midseason, was such a factor on the glass with kind of her pace and her energy. So, you know, there's seven number one overall picks in this series. A lot of, you know, future Hall of Famers and future Hall of Fame type players, you know, type talents, all-stars and whatnot. So I think the Aces are going to have to get back and, you know, find a way to unlock their transition. They're going to have to rebound the ball better if they can get stops and you know, close up, finish those possessions with defensive rebounds. They're going to be able to push a little bit more, get more in transition. And then in the half court, it just comes to being disciplined enough to pass up good shots for great shots and keep the ball moving and attack and attack and attack until you get the right, you know, catch and shoot three or the right opportunity to attack a closeout and make a play for somebody else. So I do expect more of an emphasis with Asia Wilson, getting her the ball, going to the basket and getting her to the free throw line. Should be interesting, but with, you know, with the amount of firepower that's on the floor, the Aces are going to have to be sound defensively. They're going to have to execute offensively. Seattle's a team you don't want to make a ton of mistakes against.
All right, and that's Sam Gordon. He's a writer, again, for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, covering the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces. Once again, a big special thank you to Sam for taking time out of his busy schedule to be with us on Striving for It All. And you heard what he said, what he believes his keys to victory for the Aces to beat the Seattle Storm in their playoff series. A whole lot of Asia Wilson. The Aces have to get going in transition on offense. They have to get going on their defense and their rebounding, and also neutralizing Jewel Loyd, Breanna Stewart, Tina Charles, and, of course, Sue Bird. So, again, a big special thank you to Sam Gordon from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Okay, before we get on out of here, we want to give you the winner of this year's WNBA Defensive Player of the Year Award, and it's Asia Wilson, forward for the Las Vegas Aces. Once again, a big special thank you. A special congratulations to Asia for winning the league's Defensive Player of the Year Award. And Brianna Jones, forward for the Connecticut Sun, is the winner of the Sixth Player of the Year Award. So once again, congratulations to Asia Wilson, forward for the Las Vegas Aces, for winning the WNBA Defensive Player of the Year Award, and forward for the Connecticut Sun, Brianna Jones, for winning the Sixth Player of the Year Award. Now it's time for the All-Defensive First Team. Starting off at the guards, we have Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. Natasha had a great season. Despite not making this year's All-Star team, Cloud led the league in assists. And at the other guard position, we have her Washington Mystics teammate, Ariel Atkins. Meanwhile, the forwards are Asia Wilson, representing the Las Vegas Aces, and the newly crowned Defensive Player of the Year. And we have Breanna Stewart, representing the Seattle Storm. And at the center position, we have Sweet Sill, Sylvia Fowles, representing the Minnesota Lynx. Once again, a big congratulations to the all-defensive first team at the guards. We have Natasha Cloud and Ariel Atkins, both representing the Washington Mystics. The forwards are Asia Wilson, representing the Las Vegas Aces, and Brianna Stewart, representing the Seattle Storm. And at the center position, Sylvia Fowles, representing the Minnesota Lynx. And then we have the all-defensive second team. At the guard position, we have Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. Brittany led the league in steals this year. Our forwards are going to be Gabby Williams from the Seattle Storm, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun, and her teammate from Connecticut, Jonquel Jones. And at the center position, we have Ezzy Magbegor from the Seattle Storm. Ezzy finished in the top five this season in blocks. So again, congratulations to the all-defensive second team at the guard position, Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. The forwards, Gabby Williams from the Seattle Storm and from the Connecticut Sun, Alyssa Thomas and Jonquel Jones. And at the center position, representing the Seattle Storm, Ezzy Magbegor. And once again, a congrats special thank you to Sam Gordon, a writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal covering the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces, giving us great insight on the interview about what went right during the 2022 Aces regular season and what his keys to victory will be for the Aces to beat the Storm in their playoff series. And that's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. I'm Ed Robinson. Until next time, so long, everyone.